the raid aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The FBI and DHS issued a bulletin to law enforcement agencies warning of rising calls for violence, including a threat of a dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters. This comes after last week's FBI raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Meanwhile, the White House says they have no plans to release any statements regarding the raid. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on ABC's This Week said the Justice Department gave them no forewarning of the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And moving forward,
it would be inappropriate for any of us, including the president or anyone in the administration, to comment on this. This is a law enforcement matter, and the Department of Justice is going to move forward as they see fit.
Jean-Pierre says what the White House knows it has learned from the same sources as the American people. Many Republicans insist the raid was politically motivated.
The Taliban declaring today a holiday in Kabul, Afghanistan. It's been 1 year since they gained control there. Fox's Trey Yingst has more in Kabul.
Protests did erupt over the weekend in Kabul as women here call for work, bread, and freedom. Women here must now be covered when they're in public and may not go out alone at night. Despite the Taliban patrolling the streets, the security situation here remains tense. Groups like ISIS-K are still operating on the ground. As for the civilians in the capital of Kabul, we sense a lot of fear and anxiety from them. When you talk to them, they don't know what comes next, but they do know that their country has been set back decades.
An Iranian government official said Monday that Tehran was not involved in the attack on Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie. Rushdie was stabbed on stage at an event in New York Friday. The suspect is being held without bail. Another delegation of American lawmakers visiting Taiwan. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Alaska's GOP primary election taking place Tuesday, where Senator Lisa Murkowski faces off against Kelly Shibaka to keep her seat. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has the story in Anchorage, Alaska.
Lisa Murkowski has been in the Senate for some 20 years, but she knows she's in a real fight this time around for re-election. We caught up with her at her campaign headquarters over the weekend. She said that she was trying to rile up and get ready voters across the great state of Alaska. Her difficulties are in large part because President Trump has personally campaigned against her, calling her lousy and the worst senator in the United States.
A police department in Arizona is defending school lockdown procedures following the arrest of parents who tried to get to their children. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the details.
Officers in the Phoenix suburb of El Mirage brought three parents into custody as they tried to force their way into Thompson Ranch Elementary School Friday while the school was locked down. Cops were on the scene after reports of an armed man trying to get on campus. Parents rushed to get their children but were turned away by authorities. This resulted in a scuffle with one man who was handcuffed, with his handgun falling to the ground during the arrest. He's now facing a weapons charge for having a firearm on school grounds. Two other parents tried to help that man and were tased for intervening. The suspect who triggered the lockdown was located and was being evaluated by mental health professionals.
New York banning packages sent from loved ones to inmates.
The reason is to stop the flow of drugs into prisons, so families will no longer be able to send care packages filled with grandma's cookies that can contain contraband. The state will also block paper letters from being mailed in because those could be soaked in drugs. Most states already ban care packages. Inmates and families can order items through an approved vendor list, but critics say those items are extremely expensive and that corrupt prison guards are sometimes the ones bringing drugs and contraband in.
That's Fox's Shayna Estelin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.